The shayla is that we cut a scallion with a meat knife on Friday, preparing for Shabbos to make like a vegetable plate, and then we had leftovers put in the fridge. Motzei Shabbos took out the scallions, they were cut with a fleshik knife, and used it to make pizza. Problem is that since we're machmir on Dabar Charif, even if the knife would have been Eina Ben Yomo, even if it's clean, so still in the beginning of Sadi Vav Aleph, both for Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, we should be machmir on Napar Nat and Eina Ben Yomo, that we assume Dabar Charif is machshirei l'shvach and takes out the time even on Napar Nat. Now, for Sfardim that follow Shulchan Aruch, they with Rabbi Kvager's Teretz and the Akiva Yosef, there might be what to be makel because it was done b'hetera at the moment of the cutting. So that is Rabbi Kvager's Teretz for Shulchan Aruch, that he really does follow the Maram, that anything besides Chiltis is going to be, or Snon or Mutter, if it's done b'hetera. But Lamaisa for Ashkenazim, that don't follow the Rabbi Kvager in explaining Shulchan Aruch, that follow the Ramah. So, and we're not going to use the Beis Meir, who's basically makel like that, unless it's, we have other Snifim. So, in that case, we're going to have Basar B'chalav in the cheese. From the scallions to the cheese, now we have Basar B'chalav. Shailas, does it go from there to the dough? So, the question would be, really, in Sadi, Hey, Zion, we have from the Rashba, but that, Chatira is not, doesn't impart taste a different, Chatira, and B'luya to B'lerotev. If it's just a B'luya, it doesn't go from one piece to the other, except Basar B'chalav, which is considered like Isser itself. Now, this is definitely, this is definitely cheese. We definitely have the challah. The shaila is, do we have meat? So if we have napar nat, but since we're mash, we consider the napar nat of the meat taste of the knife into the onions, we treat it like a first taste of meat. So you have meat taste of blia of meat in the cheese. So then it seems like we should have basar b'chalav. So l'chore this should then be tali actually on the shachantaz over there inside in kuf hei siv zayin. According to the big shachs of Katan Yud Zayin over there, who says like the Ra and the Ran, and he thinks Shulchan Aruch is going to follow that we always look at Basar B'chalav ki'isr atzmo, in not just Isr B'luah, so then it's going to answer the dough, even without any rotev. As opposed to if you learn like the Taz, the Marshal, and the Bani Shulchan Tzadi Beis, the Pas Shulchan Aruch and Ramah over there, and Tzadi Beis Aleph, and Bet, so then we should really say, Ein B'luah is B'luah rotev, unless you have a piece of cheese and a piece of meat together. Then obviously we'd say that's a sort of natural, but anything besides that, like our case, we would call that a blia, and we would not say it should aster the dough. The only thing is there actually rotev? So there's definitely sauce. Is sauce considered rotev? So l'chor, that's going to be a machlus, chavos das, and Yad Yehuda. Is a little bit of sauce considered a lot of, is considered enough to make a rotev? Chavos das says every time you have two pieces of meat, there's a little bit of drops of moisture, then that should be a rotev. Every time you have sli, so rather, drops don't really count in order to bring rotev. Yad Yehuda disagrees, drops are enough. And Ruwilig, based on Aruch HaShulchan and others, likes that Chavos das. But Ruwilig point out the svaras are very difficult and it's more mustaber to follow the Yad Yehuda on this one, but bottom line, Ruwilig paskins even by sauce on pizza to say that that's not considered rotev. So if you followed that Chavos Das, also in light of that Taz that Marshal was there before, then we would not aster the dough. So at this point, we're holding that the cheese is going to be aster according to Ashkenazim, and we're holding the dough is going to be aster if you think like the. If you think like the Shach, or even if you think like the Taz, we could still answer the dough if you think like this Yad Yehuda. But at this point, we're definitely headed towards having some studim to makel. And we want to know really, to eat the pizza is probably not something we'd be makel on. But to matzah the tray and the matzah the oven, I think we'd readily be makel. Because to answer the tray, it's very hard to answer the tray because there's probably not going to be any rota between the dough and the tray. And then it's definitely an Isser B'luah pashtus. And therefore, even the Shach and the Taz would agree that the B'luah Basar B'chalav that went into the dough, we should not say should go without rotev into the tray. And therefore, we should be mutter kuliyama. If there's a little bit of sauce between the tray and the dough, so then we'll come back to the Chavos Das Yad Yehuda. But at this point, probably we should be makel on all the different stuff we have at this point. But usually there's not a lot. There's no moisture between the two, so that should be in rotev. We can be makel.
The only Salah Hachmir here is a Marshal that's brought by the Taz in Saudi Bays and other places, Saudi Dalin, that has, and the Chavis Taz explains it, Bari Shochan, and maybe call Babi me Basra Bachelo, Ki Basra Bachelo of Dainin and Lai, Mamish to say, the Chavis Taz says, maybe you say that Bliya is Yotibla Rotev, that will say that a Bliya Basra Bachelo we treat like Basra Bachelo to say, according to the Ran and Ra, will go from the dough to the tray without any Rotev Mamish. So that cheese is very much not accepted. But that's maybe the only way you could possibly say this. So that's the way you'd ask the tray. Pasha, we would not ask the tray. The oven's very much totally in the shaylas of Recha and Zay. Recha is only Lechachila, not going to be Bidi Avin, doesn't come from a Kli. But whatever, and from solids, according to most posts, and then for Isaiah, according to the Ramah, Prima Gadim, and Ramosha, we can make on solids, and Willig says sauces consider a salad for this purpose of Isaiah. You also have the Rosh Hashanah sheet, the Marsham, and others, that are making on the oven, so at least a salad hakel, I wouldn't be machmer on the oven. That's Rewir Blink's psak on this pizza scallion story, that pizza is a problem for Ashkenazim, and the tray and oven are mutter. Shkach.